Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me. Today is Wednesday, February 6, 2019. I appreciate your time and presence as we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology energies of right now until February 13th. In this podcast, we look at what is happening energetically and how it might be working with us. I share with you any visuals I receive, any intuitive hits, any channeled messages, anything that basically helps put the pieces together and helps this information be more applicable and practical in your life. That is what I hope to guide you with and guide you through as we use the language of astrology to understand maybe what is coming up in your world and in your life. I have been studying astrology for nearly 3 decades, and it has been my joy to be a professional astrologer for 10 years now. It was not something I chose to do. Lord knows I chose everything else, but this was what kept coming back. And I read a great quote from Susan Miller, the astrologer, about how no one chooses to be an astrologer. Astrology chooses you. And it's true. And I feel like people who are drawn to this show, this information, all this topic of astrology, it's because something is almost like pushing you to this information, or something has drawn you in, or you've been magnetized, or your curiosity has been sparked, and you're like, what is this astrology stuff, and what's going on with it? And then when you go down the rabbit hole, you get all this information about your life and yourself and what's been happening, and it just creates this series of aha moments and understanding, and things click. So astrology is quite amazing in how it supports us and the energies that we feel. It is a consciousness tool, meaning you do have to be aware of what is represented in the astrological energies and the archetypes in what's happening in order to connect the dots. And so astrology helps take the chaos of the world and puts it into something that actually starts to make sense. And you can start to put together some themes, the cycles, the timing, the understanding of what's most likely going to happen or what you can be on the lookout for. So through the centuries of astrological knowledge, there has been, I see it as a database, really, that astrology is a database of all these case studies and everything that has been studied by different astrologers. It's created an understanding of what astrology is. It's very much about the contributions of individuals that creates the community and the whole of astrology. And so this is also why it is applicable right now to the sun in Aquarius. The sun in Aquarius is about how our individual energies create the whole, and how the whole affects the individual. And it's the communities, the networks, who's on the same page as us, who we can have interesting conversations with, where you can go in your discussions with people. And this is all Aquarian energy, and it's also showing up through astrology, through the desire to mentally understand our lives, to understand what is happening right now, as well as potentials of the future, potentials, pathways, possibilities, and how to conceptualize it, how to really believe in ourselves, in our unique energies, and to know that it matters and that you as an individual are an important energy in the collective, in the whole. And how are you showing up in your individuality that betters the whole? And so it's a pretty cool dialogue to be having at this time as we're undergoing big world changes as well as individual changes. You could have experienced some really significant life changes in the past year, year and a half, 2 years, if not 10 years, if not 20 years. You could feel like your whole life has been these ongoing big changes. But the astrology tunes you in to what you're learning and to what you can own and embrace and love about yourself. Astrology gives us a way to be in, I would call, a deeper place of self-acceptance, of really seeing who you are, really seeing why you are different, but why you are essential to the whole. So it's many things. It is a language. It's the energies. It's a consciousness tool. It's an empowerment tool. It's a healing tool. It's whatever you choose it to be, truly. There are many different types of astrology out there. I focus on Western astrology, and I love that method. And there's other astrologers out there with different specialties. And always trust what you're drawn to. You can discover and sample so many different types of astrology, and that can, I think that only makes it more interesting. Many layers to it, many different avenues to follow. So all of that to say, we are in the age of Aquarius, which is the time of astrology. It's the time of understanding how the pieces of the puzzle fit together and how you're an important part of that puzzle. And with the sun in Aquarius, we're meant to be the observers, the ones who can say, okay, what did I gather from this last spiral of energy that I meant to see differently? Not only what have I learned, but what has been formed in my mind? Aquarius is an air sign. It's how we think, how we talk, how we share information. And considering how powerful our brains are and how strongly our brains affect our bodies, affect our words, affect how we perceive the world, it's a good time to be stepping back from any assumptions or locked-in worldviews and look at what is unfolding energetically that perhaps is useful to you right now, that gives you some new ideas about what you can do, what is needed, how to contribute. Aquarius is also the sign of humanitarians, of giving back, of wanting to be of use, wanting to do something for the collective that is beneficial. And I actually just had a conversation with a client yesterday about this, and it bears repeating that the best thing you can do is know yourself and be yourself. And dang, that sounds so cliche, but it's because this is where your power is. These are where your best choices are. This is where you will feel incredibly in alignment with yourself in a way that I can't even put into words. It's that sense of, oh, this is how I'm different than what I thought I was. This is how maybe I was conditioned or programmed to think one way about life. And I realized, no, you know, this is actually who I am. So we have a really interesting dynamic right now of understanding who you are from a higher vantage point. Not only is the sun in Aquarius, Mercury is in Aquarius, and Mercury is how we think, how we process information, how we get these brilliant insights and a whole new understanding of what something could be. And let's sit with that, and let's do some, you know, really deeper, it's like deeper questioning and pondering, and there's a sense of, I'd never saw it that way before. This is Aquarian energy. Now, someone had asked in the comments on YouTube about the age of Aquarius, and let me briefly describe that for you. The age of Aquarius pertains to where the Earth is in the sky, in the constellations. And so the age of Pisces is what we are just moving out of, and the age of Pisces is roughly attributed to the 0 AD time frame, to about 2000, to the year 2000. And that's because of how, as the Earth moves through the different constellations, it spends about 2,100 years in each constellation, so just over 2,000 years. So the Earth was in Pisces, and now the Earth has been moving and is fully in Aquarius, and it's hard to target an exact date or year that that happened because it overlaps and it's a slow-moving time frame, but it's roughly around between 2000-2010, and then we had, of course, the energies of 2012-2015, which were very much about bringing in new energies and breaking down those old structures. So we've had this theme for a while, and you can see it in the new generations of people who are interested even in astrology and how astrology has become much more mainstream in the past 10 years and how companies will now make lipstick and products geared towards astrological signs. So there's certainly been a shift. It's come in with many millennials who are interested in astrology and putting the pieces together and understanding their part of the whole. But it's certainly been something that's been growing in momentum for the past number of decades. So the age of Aquarius is about where the Earth is in the sky, in the constellations, and we are in the age of Aquarius. So when the Sun is in Aquarius and when Mercury is in Aquarius, we talk about these things more, and we like to find other people, the right community to have these conversations with too. So it's associated with your soul tribe. Now, not only do we have the strong Aquarius energy, but also we have the strong Capricorn energy, as we've been talking about. And we now have Venus entered Capricorn. So Venus moving into Capricorn is a time of refinement. And there is, of course, a maturity to any planet that goes into Capricorn, because Capricorn is about the elder, experience, discipline, the years you've put in to making something happen. Capricorn is status. It's wanting to be recognized for what you've done, what you've achieved, what you've created, what you've built. So Venus, the planet of receiving, moves in to Capricorn, and this isn't really the easiest placement for her because of how Capricorn is about the real world, the reality of what is. Venus likes to be receptive, and even though it's an earth sign, which is a feminine energy and receptive, Capricorn is a feminine sign. In Capricorn, again, she can feel a little cold, like she maybe needs a shawl, you know, to warm up, or she can be a little bit removed from what's truly in her heart. So Venus in Capricorn is much more formal, businesslike. She sits and she thinks, she ponders. And she might want to hermit and be in her own place of work, her own place of decision-making. She is where we step into what matters right now in the practical world, and we assess our responsibilities and say, okay, what do I need to get in order, and where can I add more of my energy in a way that reflects what's important to me right now? Because Venus is our values, and it's where we find meaning. It's how we relate. And so when Venus is in Capricorn, she is not as outgoing, if you will. She isn't about relationships as we know them. In fact, she's not about equality in relationships. So she could have a lot of, she could be the mentor, she could be the boss, she could be the one in charge who is supporting or helping other people learn the ropes, figure things out. She isn't about the one-on-one equal relationships, and if she is, there tends to be fewer of them. Venus is going to make her journey through Capricorn with a conjunction to Saturn and then a conjunction to Pluto. And this brings up questions around what matters to you right now, What do you value? And where are you making necessary choices for the long term? Venus is about money. And so when she's in Capricorn, she's more conservative. She saves. She doesn't spend. She cuts back. She says, no, I can't commit to that. I can't sign that contract. I don't think that's right. She just sits with it. But she has her lovely ability to be kind and compassionate. Or at least that's a potential, because that isn't always where Capricorn can come from. But Venus in Capricorn is remembering to be nice in business and to be nice to other people that you work with, to add in a little bit more of that understanding around what people are going through, what they're experiencing. So this energy can feel like you have to let some things go, you have to say no, but you do it in a way that is okay in your heart. You have a sense of, okay, this is the right decision for now. I understand why. You know, when Venus was in Sagittarius, there was a lot of perhaps spending, gifting, indulging, you know, enjoying. And now she's in Capricorn, which balances out that Sagittarius energy and allows you to maybe cut back a bit and close the purse strings and allow things to be simple. It's a simplifying energy, where nothing is impulsive at all. In fact, this is a Venus in Capricorn sits and thinks and allows an assessment period to determine what's next. So this is good to honor in yourself around your financial matters, your relationships, your commitments. You could want to be in hermit mode, where you want time to yourself. You want the solitude. Capricorn's about the solitude. We have three planets in Capricorn, Venus, Saturn, and Pluto. And I'm feeling like it's interesting because there's like this push for us to move forward right now, especially after the new moon in Aquarius. There's a lot of energy that's like supporting where you're going next. And it's coming from the strong Mars in Aries, that new moon, and it's also the Capricorn energy of what are you doing next, and kind of feeling like you're being called to the task, like you're like, I've got to take this seriously. I've got to say no. I've got to say yes. I've got to look at my commitments, but I also really want to get it moving. I want to get some things going, and there's this forward push that comes back. I'm seeing it as a fire within. And you could look at what this feels like or just trust what it feels like. I feel it at the root chakra. So the root chakra is about how we feel safe to exist, how we feel safe to be ourselves and to honor who we are. A healthy root chakra is confident and strong and ready to get things moving, and by moving, I mean like that energy that moves up through all the seven chakras. But this is an energy of a part of you has that flame going, and you're like, I know what I want to do, and then you could look out in the real world, which is the planets in Capricorn, and realize, I know where I want to go, but it feels like a big distance between where I'm at and where I want to go. And it could even be an opportunity to manage that fire within. I'm feeling like to breathe through it. And you know how air supports fire, right? It helps it burn higher, burn longer. So it's breathing through it and allowing this internal flame this desire to be strong in you, to honor the motivation, honor the growth, honor what you want, honor who you are now. This is so important. I'll probably keep repeating it. To honor what you value now in your life, like the bigger picture of your life, because that's also part of this Aquarius energy, is that you see where you've been and you're meant to get new visions about where you want to go. And then there's this fire within of what you want, and then the real world can look like, it's like I'm getting the image of a concrete jungle, right? All these buildings, and it just can feel like, where do I even go? It's overwhelming. I don't see how it's going to connect. I don't see how it's possible. There's too much to do in my daily life already, but I feel this fire within. I feel what I want to get started or move towards. And it could even be moving towards this new version of yourself that you know exists. That's what could be even stronger, too, is that for some people, the fire or the flame within could be about the next job or a relationship or a family thing or something in their life that matters. All the above, but I feel like all of that is encapsulated by this version of yourself that you're feeling, and I'm seeing it forming, right? Like it's already formed. Okay, now I'm getting the image of one of those coloring books for adults where you color it in here and you color in there and you color in, and it's like slowly the picture is coming clearer, and of course it's bright and it's beautiful and it looks exactly how you want it to because you're coloring it in. And that imagery is coming through really strong, that there's a version of you that you already know is real. It's already fully colored in. It's real. It exists. It's you. And then there's like this leap or this space that you're perceiving between who you are now and that colored in version. And I'm feeling like this Aquarius energy and the Pisces energy too, by the way, that's going to be coming in strong pretty soon, is saying it's an illusion that you're separate. It's an illusion that there is a space between, or that you have to leap. Instead, it's an integration and a self-acceptance of yourself. And this fire within you, again, it's managing this fire and tending to it and not allowing the external anything to put it out. Because that can be easy to do. It can be easy to feel that something outside of us extinguishes the flame, whether that is a person or an opportunity or a situation or just being mentally stuck and not knowing what to do. Like I feel like that shows you where you have to manage your energy better, because that flame, it can only be extinguished if you let it, if you allow it. And there's a part of you, okay, so it's interesting, because now I feel like for some of you, you felt like you've had this flame before and it went out, and then you were really hard on yourself about it, and you judged yourself, and you were really like discouraged and defeated, and you thought, oh, I've been here before, Molly, and the flame went out. Okay, stay in that place of harsh judgment on yourself. That does nothing. It does nothing for who you really are. That is, again, your mind. It's the mental constructs that we have around ourselves that are meant to be shifted and evolved. And if you're too much in your head, if you have created a limited mental perception on what you can create, then you will shut down other possibilities. This is also the Aquarius energy. Aquarius is an air sign, but it's fixed. It's a fixed air sign, which means it can have a hard time with change. It can have a hard time seeing something differently or letting go. It can have a hard time of understanding that there's other options. There's other options if you would just listen. It's like somebody coming to your desk and trying to explain something to you, and you're like, no, I already understand it this way, or no, these are the facts, this is the information. But they're coming forth with a new study or new data or new information that adds to that limited perception. So I feel like part of right now is to own where you have felt mentally blocked. It's going to change. It's going to be changing if you're not already feeling it. The sun in Aquarius is about to make an exact sextile to Jupiter in Sagittarius at 18 degrees. This is motivating. This is new ways of believing in something, of understanding something. This is a new opening in, again, that fire within, that fire energy, because of how Jupiter is in Sagittarius, a fire sign. And then both Mercury and the Sun in Aquarius are going to get more fire energy from Uranus in Aries, February 18th and 19th. I'm feeling like, so I just talked about how adding air to the flames make the flames burn higher, but this is also adding more fire into the air, like, can light you up, right? It can add in more of what is possible. So I feel like this fire energy is really important right now, which is, okay, I'm getting this cool image around rebuilding a healthy ego. That allows you to integrate a bigger belief in yourself. So we have an ego for a reason, okay? It's to feel good about who we are. It's to feel confident in our skin. It's to believe that we have skills and gifts, that we're capable, that we're good, that you're a good person, you have a good heart, you know, you're not a grade A, extra large jerk egg. You don't have to be a jerk egg. You know, it's like a healthy ego understands I can be confident in myself and allow room for other people to be confident too. And the healthy ego is what gives us a backbone, helps us stand strong in what we want to do and what we need to do, gives us courage. So a healthy ego is a really good thing. It's also how we individuate. It's how you know that you are an individual, right? You are you, and you are different than they, than him, than her, than that person. So it gives you a sense of identity, and when that is strong and healthy, you really feel good about who you are. And so the fire energies are about our ego development. And ideally, it's in a balanced way. And typically, the fire energies in astrology work well with the air because of how the two elements support each other in their growth and in their tempering, in their ability to get along and to be complementary in energies and to just have that sense of, yes, there's things you can do on your own, fire, very independent, but you need people, and it's okay to have conversations about it and to talk it through. Air. So I'm getting this image of how a strong sense of self, like really being okay with who you are, and not just okay as in like a blah, neutral thing, but as I am a good person way, like you really feel strong in who you are. There's this energy coming through to remind you of that, because I know that it's been really tough for some people the last 2 years, and you can forget your own goodness. oh my gosh, I'm going to start. I feel like some of you really need to hear this. I'm getting tears in my eyes. You forget your own goodness. You forget your own good heart. You forget how you've done things right. You forget how you made good choices, or that beautiful Maya Angelou quote where when you know better, you do better. And so you did the best you could at that time with that choice, with that person, with that connection, with that blah, blah, blah. Enter in. You did the best you could. And so now there's this resurgence from spirit, from the universe, saying, bring back in what you know is good about you. And put it in your brain. Make sure that your brain remembers. And don't get too caught up in the rearview mirror. And don't get caught up in what's dead and gone in your life, specifically situations or things that you're like getting the image of a hammer, of someone like holding a hammer and like hitting themselves on the head over and over with the hammer. You know, put down the hammer. Let's not do that anymore. You don't need to beat yourself up about who you were, because now you're remembering who you are, like who you are eternally, who you are at a very deep level. And it goes back to that flame, that eternal flame, and that flame of confidence, that flame of desire, that flame of this is what I want in life, this is who I am, this is what I can create, this is what I can make happen. So there's this energy coming through to remind you of your own goodness. You know, we've all done crappy things to people, okay? Let's just lay all of our cards on the table. You know, maybe you were the grade A jerk egg. Maybe you said the wrong thing. Maybe you lied. Maybe you were really mad. Maybe whatever. We've all done things in our human journeys that we can really beat ourselves up about. And I find that people on the awakening path and who are wanting higher consciousness, you know, this is all the stuff that comes up first or comes up along the way that we have to look at in ourselves. And you're not meant to stay in this place. You're meant to move through it. But you also are the one who can slow down and stay in these places for too long. And you are the one who can actually, like, stop the car, get out, and live part of your life if you choose that, if you choose that. But there's so much here right now in 2019. Go forward. Remember the goodness. Remember who you are. Call back your healthy ego. Call back your sense of self. Remember what you've done right and how everything can be something that teaches us, that heals us, that we learn from. And even going back to something I mentioned in a previous episode, you know, the universe, God, source, creator, is much more creative and knows unlimited ways that we can be happy and satisfied and live a fulfilling life. So give that to yourself right now. Truly give that to yourself. Give that to yourself. It's like I'm just hearing this so strongly. We're totally doing a pep talk here today. It's a pep talk, but it's time. And it's just a reminder possible. And so the healthy ego is part of this equation, okay? Those are the fire signs. And then the other thing that's coming up strong is the Jupiter and Sagittarius, where this energy comes through once every 12 years because it takes Jupiter 12 years to go around the full zodiac. It spends roughly one year in each astrological sign. So it's going to be in Sagittarius until November, December of 2019. And this is a time of looking at what you believe in. And I'm getting the image of a bubble and how a bubble could have popped. A bubble could have been distorted or got really dirty? Something that you even believed in about yourself or about the world or about life or about values, anything that you believed in, is meant to get fresh energy right now that's more expansive. So I'm seeing like the small bubble that popped, and now there's this bigger bubble of energy that is your energy. And it's asking you to believe in yourself again, to believe in it from a higher vantage point where you can take in these experiences you've had and any of the challenges or hardships or healing, and you can see how they have been useful lessons. You can look at it from a higher spiritual perspective, which is that nothing is wrong. It's all energy that we're experiencing. It's all things that we're learning. And if you can remove anything that works against yourself, again, no need to keep hitting yourself over the head with a hammer, seeing somebody hit themselves in the heart with a hammer, and that needs to stop too. Do not hit yourself in the heart with a hammer over and over again, because your heart is bigger than that, and there's deeper healing going on here. And maybe you've learned, too, how it's in hindsight that we see that, right? We don't always get it right away. It's in hindsight that we understand more of what was being healed and needed to be learned and what we had to go through, and then it comes together. So what I'm feeling is that this bubble is so much bigger because, oh, this is cool. It's like inside the bubble is where spirit is with you. I'm actually seeing like dancing angels inside the bubble. So this is the Jupiter in Sagittarius and the Neptune in Pisces, of the spiritual growth, spiritual protection, spiritual healing, spiritual wisdom that gives you greater strength to keep believing in yourself. And I'm seeing someone standing at the end of a road. And it's the end of the road, and it's like, where do I go now? Where do I go next? What do I do? And this is actually a very exciting place to be because it's the point of pure potential and possibilities. And so you could be asking all these questions, which is normal, and it's part of the process, but I feel like what you're being gifted with, this is a gift, even if it feels like a loss and really hard and heartbreak and sorrow, grief, any of that stuff, there's this sense of what do you want? And so this is so cool. So it's sort of like it feels like there's a road that's ended. And this road looks like it's gravel, a dark gravel, a dark pavement. And it shows you the end of one life experience. And you're meant to actually ask, well, what do I want? What do I really want? What do I value? What has meaning to me? What do I keep coming back to? You know, what am I passionate about? What fills me up? What do I want in my life? Like, you're meant to ask these bigger questions that are based on a bigger belief in what's possible and what you want. And then road, I start to see this road as like a white, crystalline, cool, I don't even know this material. It's sort of, it looks like silica. It looks like crystal quartz. It looks like something very pure. And that's the road that appears as you start to understand what you want. So it's like your end of the end of the road is a shift in consciousness. It's a shift in autopilot. It's a shift in karmic energies. It's a shift in what you thought you had to be. It's a shift in what you were doing. And now you have graduated. Like, you're done. You know, you're free. You're free to go. And so now you get to ask these powerful questions, well, what do I want? And then the next part of the road appears, and it's gorgeous and it's beautiful, and it's based on who you truly are. And it's kind of funny because I'm seeing like five different people standing at five different ends of the road, and they're on different timelines. And so you are not meant to be looking to the side, and you're not meant to be comparing, because you're gathering what you need and it's coming together. Because some people need to move slow, right? And they need to take their time, and that's just how you've moved through life. Whereas others are ready to run and sprint, and that's how you've moved through life. Your Mars, wherever your Mars is where you're usually ready to physically move, to do something in the world, to go for it. So in your natal chart, that's the Mars energy. And I'm feeling like, so these five different energies is interesting, because you could look over, okay, you're not meant to look at anybody else, so stop it. You're not meant to look, so that's why they're showing me five, because you can look at anybody else and then you start comparing, or then you think, why can't I figure this out, or why aren't I getting my answers? No, shut that off. Like, that's where your mind is taking you out of your energy in a potentially, like, it works against you, right? So be in clarity that it is happening, it is coming together. And again, it's that bigger belief bubble that it's forming, the path is forming, the way forward is forming. The belief in yourself is at a higher place, a bigger place. You know, part of this too is then you see where you don't believe in yourself, and that comes up to be worked with. So that's also something to keep in mind, is that if you're feeling like you don't believe in yourself, well, then there's your work. There's your assignment, is to get to that place where you've shifted that inner dialogue so you do believe in yourself, and that could be where you need to do more work. And that's perfectly timed as well for each person. But I'm feeling like, again, these energies are forward moving. They're forward moving energies, and they're at your own pace. But it's so clear that it's going to be formed as you really honor and love who you are. You recognize your goodness. You don't get distracted by the real world stuff, which can always bring us down, okay, because the real world is not perfect. But our inner world can be magically perfect for each of us. So you come back to what I want, what I'm learning, what I've learned about who I am, and you apply that. So it's really paying attention to who you are and to trust in these new potentials, to trust in them. We have, really quick, Mercury enters Pisces this weekend. On the 11th, Mercury enters Pisces and will stay in Pisces until April 18th due to retrograde in March. So we'll talk about that more next week. And that will be a big time. Mercury in Pisces, great for intuitive development, great for trusting yourself, great for letting things move through you, deeper healing around the stories that you've told yourself. We'll talk about that next Wednesday in a story time. I'll do a story time, Mercury and Pisces. And if you missed Monday's show was all about how the astrological signs and energies relate to different parts of our bodies, and depending on your strong astrological signature, your body is integrating energies in different ways, and this could help you understand what's been happening for you physically, and then how the energies are working with you, what's showing up, what needs your attention, what needs your support. So please listen to Monday's show. And then another reminder that the weekly astrology transits class is live every Wednesday, and it helps you understand these transits in your chart. So you bring your chart to the class, and we talk about the transits, and you understand what's being highlighted, what's going on, what's happening. It's actually a great way to continue your astrological studies because we take things like piece by piece so it's digestible, and then you apply it in your own life because it's important for you to know your energy, right? That's where your power is. So that's what we go through every week. So I hope you'll join us for that class. You'll find out more about that below this podcast or this video. It is live on Wednesdays, but of course the replays are available right away so you can watch it whenever you have time. Thank you so much, friends, for joining me. I will be back here on Monday for another new healing theme show. In the meantime, I wish you a beautiful, beautiful week ahead, and continue to honor your goodness, your healthy ego, your belief in what is possible, as well as your belief in yourself. Thank you for your time today. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.